Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're going to shoot up into Ulster County and we're going to be visiting with a very special guest today, Joe McCracken from the, he's a marketing manager of Bel Air Mountain. It's a great little place and I hope, you know, you'll know a lot about it by the end of the show. How are you doing up there? You're part of the Catskill Mountains, right? It's all Catskills.
We are. We're in the northern central Catskills.
Yeah, beautiful location. Give us, for people that aren't familiar with you, geographically, where are you and how would somebody get to you?
Actually, it's very easy to get here, depending on where you're coming from. Most of our customers come from the south, so we just say take the New York State Thruway to exit 19, which is the Kingston exit, and then it's just Route 28 west, and we're right on the border of Delaware and Ulster County.
Okay, so go right at 28, and you're right on that road.
Yep.
Okay, that's great.
Literally two turns.
Oh, that makes it easy. Yeah. So, and you do things during the summer as well as the winter, or are you just seasonal for the winter?
No, we have spring, summer, and fall events that go on. During the summertime, we have a Bel Air Beach, which is our swimming, boating, fishing area.
Wow, I didn't know.
It's one of our snowmaking ponds, so we just convert it into a beach during the summertime.
What a great idea. How long has that been going on? I didn't know about this.
That's been since the late 90s.
Really?
I would say like 96, 97, somewhere in there.
Wow, I knew you did concerts and stuff. You still doing that, too?
Still doing the concerts. There was a little scaled back last year. I think they only had about 6 instead of the full blown out 12 that they normally do. They haven't come out with a schedule yet for the upcoming summer of what they're planning on doing, but I was told last night to be on the lookout for late March for that to come out.
Oh, good. So they can, we'll be giving your website out and they can look that up. That's something that's good. So you're year round. Let's see, let's cover what we're doing now so I can give you plenty of time to talk about your current thing. So you make your own snow as well as, natural snow?
We do. We are 96% snowmaking. We kind of need that this day and age, especially after the last winter that we had that we relied heavily on it. And right now we're being blessed with Mother Nature and Old Man Winter. They're kind of tag teaming us and giving us lots of snow. So in the last week we received about 2 feet of it. This week we're about 5 inches into it.
Wow, you're getting a lot of snow.
We are. We hit the 100 inches so far this
you
season.
Did. So that means you've got 100 inches altogether. And then what size bases do you have right now? Do you have a good size?
Our base right now is 28 to 42 inches.
Okay.
We're 50 trails open, so 100% of our terrain is open for skiing.
50 trails? I didn't know you had that many trails either. Wow.
Yep. And it's packed powder conditions, so we're kind of excited about that. We also have cross-country trails, which are also open right now, and that's 8 to 12-inch packed powder surface.
Okay. And what kind of trails? I mean, you have advanced ones as well as beginner slopes?
We have a little bit of everything for everybody.
Okay.
We do have about 12 trails for beginners, novices, everything from the little bunny hill to slightly sloping. We do have a lot of intermediate trails, expert and more difficult trails, most difficult trails, double black diamonds.
All right. If there was somebody who wanted to come and maybe get some lessons, do you have anybody that can...
Absolutely. We have about 120 instructors available for teaching. We do everything from class lessons to full-day kids programming. We have season-long programs. You name it, no matter what your ability is, we can find somebody for you. We even do private lessons, one-on-ones.
Wow.
This
is a huge operation, huh? 50 trail. I mean, this is big stuff. So, all right. So you've got your instructors. If somebody wanted to rent equipment, then they don't have to necessarily buy stuff and bring it with them. They can just rent for the day with you?
Absolutely. Okay. We just put in a new rental facility 2 years ago. Brand new equipment, brand new streamlining computer equipment. It's all very high tech right now. They kind of just scan everything and enter your information in the computer, and they just fix you right up for everything.
All right, so somebody knowing nothing can come up, get fitted for equipment, get some lessons, and start out on some, you know, small slopes that are not afraid of anything. And then every time they come back, they can work their way up. So.
Absolutely. For the newbie skiers, we actually have a 3-day package. It's called our Parallel from the Start package, specifically created for the beginners in mind. So we usually say by day 3, we are going to guarantee you to get to the top of the mountain. So that's a great program, and people have fun with it, and that's the most important thing.
And you have families coming as well as individuals, so you can take care of a family too, or the parents want to ski and the kids can get lessons, they can do stuff like that. Now, are you getting
people? We even have a nursery too. So even if you have like a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, I think it's 6 months to 6 years of age, that if they don't want to ski, we have a nursery that you can actually put your kids into too.
You thought of everything. What about food? Somebody wants to eat?
We just opened a new restaurant on the mountain called Taste of New York. And it's a big hit. It's a lot of the Taste of New York foods that we have going on. So a lot of fresh, like flatbread pizza and things like that.
Oh, nice.
So in addition to that, we do have other places. We have our cafeterias, which grab-and-go stations. We do daily specials, basic cafeteria food on top of it. So
there's a lot of variety on what to eat and how fancy. Boy, that sounds like a great operation. I would think you're pulling people from the city. I would think people are coming from all over the place to be with you.
Absolutely.
And the if they want to stay overnight, what do you suggest for that area? Do you have any? You don't have anything at that site, I don't think, right?
We don't have we don't have any lodging here at the mountain, but we do partner up with a lot of the local hotels, motels, bed and breakfasts. And I kind of just say whatever's in the area. It depends on what you're kind of looking for and what your wants are. So my first question to people is, do you have kids and do you want a pool? Because that kind of limits you of where you want to go. I think there's only 2 in the area that have pools. And it's everything from low budget lodging places to the very expensive. So it's kind of what your budget is allowing for.
You got like the Emerson Inn up there near Catskill Corners. That's a fancier place.
The Emerson's about 15 minutes down the road from us.
And then what kind of mainstream hotel names? Anything, Kingston would be your site for that, or is there more up 28 towards you?
There is no name brands up by us, per se. If you're looking for, like, the Best Western or the Hampton Inn, that's in Kingston.
Go to Kingston,
And we're about 35, 40 minutes from Kingston.
That's not far, though. That's close. Okay, and then up there, there'll be locally owned motels and hotels and bed and breakfasts. I would think county website might have the names of other places with phone numbers, right? Or do you have on your website any links to places?
We have on our website, right off the top of it, we have a plan your trip section, which gives you everything that you ever wanted to know about coming to the mountain. And one of the links is our business section, which will list all of the local hotels and motels that we have in the area that we partner up with. Because if you stay at one of those participating lodging establishments, we do give discounted lift tickets to those customers. So they can just get a voucher and they could just come to the mountain and redeem them.
And that offsets part of the cost of their hotel rooms because, that's a great idea. So you do, and you do packages with them in addition to Wow, that's nice. Are you open? When will the ski portion of your year end? Do you go into March or how long?
We go further than March. Our typical ski season will usually go about the second weekend in April.
Really? Wow.
It kind of depends on what the weather and conditions are doing. And if we have the people still coming, we'll still be open.
Wow. So you're, that's nice then, because you're making so much of your own snow, then you can do that. And you're high enough where, it's colder. So there's plenty of time for people now to book hotels and to go up and spend some time.
Absolutely.
And you're probably a good alternative to, you don't have to go all the way into Greene County or a county farther south on the thruway, which makes you get to the ski place faster, which is very nice. And, I tell you, that stretch from Kingston to where you are. There's some cute little places to stop, and you know, you want to do a little shopping. You know,
there is. There's. It's where the Catskill Mountains. There's a lot of bunch of little quirky little places along the way that you can stop and find out. And actually, the Route 28 corridor was just designated as a scenic byway on top of it.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you know where you end up if you follow 28? Did you ever look into that?
It's kind of interesting because from Kingston, it goes into our couple towns over into Andes, and then it kind of goes north.
Yep.
And then it runs all the way up through into the Adirondacks.
That's right.
Up through by our sister mountain, Gore.
Oh, you guys are related to Gore, too?
Yep. We're operated by the Olympic Regional Development Authority, which also operates Gore Mountain, Whiteface Mountain, and the Olympic venues.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why, because you thought of everything here. So I'm thinking, wow, that's a pretty good situation. Yep. You end up way up in the Adirondacks. It's like a giant loop. I mean, I don't know how long it takes to drive it, but it's be an interesting trip.
it takes quite a while. I've done it before on the way home from the Adirondacks growing up, and it's quite different experience, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, you're getting people from the Hudson Valley. How far away are they coming to you?
Our demographics, we have everything from the Hudson Valley right down through New York City Metro, Long Island, Northern Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We do kind of get some from Eastern PA and Western Connecticut right
oh,
now.
Oh, really? So. Eastern PA? Because the 84, they would come to the thruway then and then north, I would think.
Yep.
So Connecticut, too, you're pulling, and Pennsylvania. Boy, that's nice. Well, you're doing everything right. I'll tell you, it sounds like a wonderful destination.
Well, thank you.
And now, you said the new rental facility is 2 years old, so that means you folks are, you're replacing things, improving things. You know, it's an ongoing...
We're always looking to improve our customers' experience. Mm-hmm. I think that is key to get people into the sport and hooked into the sport.
Yeah.
If we want to make them, make our customers have a good time, that they want to keep coming back for more fun.
That's right.
The easier that we can make it for people, the better.
Yep. Now, you're into the middle of April, and you're going to be going into the, you know, the spring season. Do the like cross country trails become hiking, biking? What's your next season, and what kind of things are you doing in the spring?
Well, for our mountain biking, we don't have our lifts are not equipped for mountain biking.
Okay.
But you're more than welcome to come onto the trails and use them as needed or as you want.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge for any of that. What's out there is what out there. It's the same with our cross country trails. We don't charge for them. If you want to come out and hike on them, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
But once the mountain closes, it's kind of a we transition down a little bit.
Limbo. Okay.
Well, not limbo. It's kind of like that's when a lot of our year-round employees will take. Okay, we've been working for 6 months. We haven't had any vacations, so it's kind of like we kind of just tone it down a little bit.
Yep.
And then Memorial Day weekend is when our lake starts back up, our Bel Air Beach. So we kind of have a couple weeks off, and then we're back into the summer mix of things. June comes, July comes, and music concerts start back up again.
All
and
right.
then we have a full fall festival for Columbus Day weekend.
All right, so let's do Memorial Weekend. Tell us as much as you can about the beach, because I know I didn't know about it. So how big is it, and everything?
Everything, it's kind of, I always say it's a big outdoor pool in a nutshell, but it's in a pond instead.
Okay.
So you can come in, you pay a little day use fee, come across the bridge, park, and you can have like a little picnic, go swimming. We have boat rentals at the so we have pedal boats and rowboats and kayaks, and we just started up stand-up kayaking. So
that's wonderful. What a great idea.
And if you forget your lunch, we even have a little snack shack down there.
Isn't that great? Now, is that 7 days a week, or how many days a week do you do that? That's weekend?
It's weekends until about mid-June, late June, and then we're 7 days in operation.
And boy, those boats and everything, what a nice day.
It is.
And then, so that gets you through the spring, and you can eat there. Do you have to reserve in advance, or just show up? Just show up. Oh, that's nice.
Just show up.
Okay, so that's your spring. Now you're going to get into the summer. So let's say you're at the end of June. You said Memorial Weekend is a transition time?
Yep.
And then the next one is When would you start your summer stuff, you think?
Then July is usually when the concerts will start.
Okay.
The music will start up. We also have a mud run that happens in July.
Okay.
It's a family fun mud run.
Okay.
Anybody can do it. Ages, I want to say 5 and up can do it.
Why is it called Mud Run? I hate to ask that.
There's a little mud pit that you can go through.
Oh, okay.
You just get a little dirty on it.
Isn't that fun? Oh, they love doing that kind of things. Kids love it.
It's absolutely fun. I did it last year, and I had a blast doing it. It was so much fun. But there's like walls to jump over tire poles and
like an obstacle course.
It's exactly like an obstacle course.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. We gotta promote that. That's great. And that's how far a distance is it? Is it a long distance or short distance?
It kind of depends on what your age and your ability is, because it's family oriented.
Okay.
It's a little shorter than a 5K, but if you really the diehards, you can make it a little longer if you want.
Oh,
you can do
nice.
another lap around to make it a little bit more tough for you.
Wow, that's something. And that's what month? And is there a certain time of the year?
That's in July.
That's July. Okay.
Yep. And you can just the earlier you register for it, the cheaper it is.
Okay. So that one you want to register. Okay.
Yep.
Register, and they'll have the information on your website for that.
Yep.
Is that okay? Good.
Yep.
Good. All right. So what's your maybe we'll say your website now and at the end, so we can get it more than once into the same show.
Yep.
Is there like a belair.com, or what do you use for your web?
It's belair.com. It's BELLEAYRE.com.
Okay.
A lot of people spell that wrong.
Okay. And they can register for it, and they can register this early, or they'd have to wait a little bit closer probably.
I do believe it's up and going right now.
Sounds wonderful. That's anything the families can do with these kind of, tires and poles and that kind of stuff. They love that.
Yep.
Walls, that's a big deal.
Yep.
All right. And then, okay, so then we go into July, and that's like a big season for you, right? That's where your big action concerts.
Yep, that's where all of our concerts are.
Now, what kind of attractions do you ask, or, what kind of presentations do you have for the concerts?
Well, this year I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay.
That's put on through the Music Conservatory, Belair
okay.
Music Conservatory.
Oh, I see. That's a different organization.
It is. They're here at the Mountain. We're just the host venue for them.
All right.
And but they haven't given us their list yet. But they, in years past, they've always had an eclectic.
Yes. A little bit of this and that.
A little bit of this, yep. A little bit of that. I know, like last year, for example, they had Yardbirds come through.
Wow.
And they still had, and they had a couple jazz concerts. It was fun. They even had some kids over from Woodstock from, I forget the name over there, but it was some local talent over there.
Nice.
That came over. They were awesome. I think that was probably my favorite concert of the season.
Will they have food there too? Is that something where
they
you
do?
Can, and is it during the day or the evening, or when do they?
The doors open for the food about 2 hours before the concert start.
Okay.
And they have a little party out on our deck.
Okay.
So it's.
So they're evening.
Have a little
evening.
Bit of food,
yeah.
And then the concerts usually start about 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, the evening concerts. Okay, that's great, concerts. So everybody wants to start looking on that website soon and see what's coming up and get the best tickets and get in there, right? That's the way to do it.
Yep.
Now, the leaves start changing in the fall, and what kind of things are you doing for the fall?
Well, the fall, we have two events that go on. We have a Summit Endurance Race.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that is in September that we do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we start out of our Discovery Lodge, and you run up to the summit of the mountain and come right back down.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a grueling race.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 12K.
Wow.
It's straight up, going
uphill.
Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
And then over Columbus Day weekend, we usually have our Fall Festival. It's a big craft fair and fun events, pumpkin decoration, kids' activities. Mm. Take a chairlift ride up to the summit during when the leaves are in peak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that's something that everybody can look forward to, and it's Columbus weekend. It's all 3 days for the weekend?
2 days, just Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Okay, that's great. They don't even have to look it up. They know when to go up. And that you just pay when you get there, I assume? Or
there's no charge to enter into it.
Right.
If you want to participate in the some of the other activities, there are some small fees for that.
Okay, that's great. And then let's see. You guys have plenty of parking up there, I would think, with these kind
yep.
of events that you're doing. It's a great idea to use the mountain all four seasons, because there's just
Absolutely.
So many things that can can be done, and you really do focus and make sure you include families, which is wonderful. That's a that's a really good thing. Have you had anybody bring a pet along? And what do you do if somebody's got an animal? Is that okay?
The pets. During the wintertime, we don't allow them on the mountain, but during the summertime, they're not allowed at our Bel Air Beach. But at some of these other activities that we have, absolutely, you can bring them in, as long as they're well-behaved, of course.
There you go. That's
And they're not allowed in any of our buildings.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, tell me, give me just a real, I only got like 3 minutes, but I, what are the different buildings that are up there? Because I want to get a complete idea of everything that's there.
Well, we have down on the base of our mountain, we have our Discovery Lodge. So that's where all of our rentals and kids' activities run out of. And then halfway up the mountain, which you can also drive to, is our Mid-Mountain Overlook Lodge.
Oh, okay.
That's the one of the original lodges that we've had with the old school big logs for the sides. And then at the very top, we have our Sunset Lodge.
Okay, you've got three lodges.
Top of the mountain. Three lodges.
Okay, and all three of them would have food, or they have to go to a certain one that, you know...
Mainly the Overlook Lodge and the Discovery Lodge has all the food. Our Sunset Lodge is open on weekends for little stuff, nothing major.
Okay, that's great. Now, let's give the website, if you have a phone number, like if some, say somebody wanted to bring a busload of people that wanted to ski, they would call ahead, right, and let you know?
Absolutely. Actually, you can do both. You can call ahead or reserve on our website.
Okay.
So you can just call us at 845-254-5600, and whoever picks up the phone, they can transfer you and direct you to wherever you need to go, no matter what your question is or what you want to, or what you want to know.
And it's the main switchboard.
That's the main switchboard.
Okay. And then,
of course, everything is on our website at belair.com.
Belair.com. Okay. That's great. Anything else you want to, that you might think of that you want to tell everybody about your location?
Well, as of right now, we're coming into our March, into the March month. For me, I think March is the fun month. That's when we get all of our fun activities, such as our cardboard classic, our dummy races, mogul mashes happen. I think March is the fun month for
What's
me.
What's a cardboard classic? I didn't know about these either.
Oh,
and the dummy?
What's
that? Okay.
No. Our cardboard classic is you make a sled out of cardboard and duct tape, and we make like a little racetrack with a little bump in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
And you just race down one of our trails.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, and our dummy race is kind of the same thing. You kind of make a dummy on skis or a snowboard, and we use the same course, and we just push them right down and see what happens.
Oh, I bet that's
course.
A lot of fun. I bet people
it
come
is.
Just to watch, too. You don't have to
it,
even
it
do
it. It does. They
wow.
do. So they have a lot of our season pass holders take part in our cardboard classic. So
all
that's
right.
always fun.
Oh, we should mention then that you do have season passes. That's important. That's
yep, and season passes are going to be going on sale March 1st for the upcoming season. By March 1st, you can ski the rest of the season for free, and then all of next season. We also have Bel Air only season passes and passes that incorporate Bel Air Gore and Whiteface.
Wow, that's great. That's a deal.
Yes, it is.
Well, that'll be on your website too, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Joe, you gave us tremendous information. This is a great show to listen to. Anybody that's driving, they can also hear the show archived on the website, www.realcountryhv.com, so they can listen to it over and over again. And I thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. I enjoy this. This was fun.
Excellent. Okay, well, you have a wonderful week.
And
okay.
you too.
Take care. Well, that's a wrap for this week, folks. I hope you check out Bel Air. Looks like they got a lot going on up there. Looks like a family-friendly site. And they're going around year round, so you can plan them into your itineraries. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.